Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck. I'm just doing the damn thing. I'm just doing the damn thing. Giving a fuck and doing the damn thing. I'm already on one. I'm Shirley Shepherd, your crazy host of Looking for My Give a Fuck, you know. Looking for My Give a Fuck, you know. Looking for My Give a Fuck. 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 Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Good morning. Hello. I was going to play that again. You know what? It's my show, and I'm going to do it one more again, actually, because I'm not quite ready. So we're going to do this one more again, my opening one more again. Hey, enjoy it. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck. I'm just doing the damn thing. I'm just doing the damn thing. Giving a fuck and doing the damn thing. I'm already on one. I'm Shirley Shepherd, your crazy host of Looking for My Give a Fuck, you know. Looking for My Give a Fuck, you know. Looking for My Give a Fuck. Looking for My Give a Fuck. Looking for My Give a Fuck. Sorry, I'm sorry. Give a fuck. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Okay, guys, I'm here. Sorry, I had to do that twice. I was getting things together. I was writing notes, and I'm doing a sound check. Hopefully Mary will let me know if she can hear me. Good morning, everyone. How are you? I have a cold, and so that's bad. So if I sound a little, you know, stuffy and all that, I apologize. Anyway, today I'm only doing a 30-minute show. This is a good lesson for people who work for others. And I'm just going to give that to you right now because it explains why I'm only doing 30 minutes. I worked for an attorney for about 4 years. We fought every other day, if not every day, and every day on top of that day, every minute. And it was hardcore. I made some changes for him. He really helped me see how he works in trial. And again, I kind of left because actually a friend referred me to another position. So, I mean, I got that. So I was excited on you guys. So when I left his firm, it was just a very small firm. And when I left him, I was a little sad. I'm like, oh my God. So I ended up having to go to this really large firm where I'm working, and it's a very different environment. However, as much as I may have gone head-to-head with the attorney, I did good work. And he did things quite different. But I always stuck to the mannerism in which I perform. And I'm going to use that. Sometimes you can get a job where you're the manner in which you work, you don't have to work at that level. Everyone else is working at level B. You can work at level B, although you're at level A, you know, A+. Don't do that. Because if you do that, if you start working, you know, in a lower level, unfortunately, what ultimately happens is that your skills begin to deteriorate. And you do become a B-grade, you know, worker, which I just don't think is cool. So, like I said, although I would summarize records, I'd just be overabundance on shit. He would be, I don't need all that information. Ha-ha. Until you come to trial, you're sitting there, and you're like, I have nothing to pull out of my ass. Except Shirley did these amazing summaries of depots or medicals, and she knows the person inside out. And there have been times where this attorney would just flip into certain summaries and be able to continue on. Because when you're in trial, it's sometimes shit don't go your way. And the only way you can kind of, you know, make it happen, Johnny Cochran, if, you know, put the hat on and do antics, because sometimes you just don't know. It's really scary. You guys should all go to your local courthouses and watch trials. You'll be surprised how lawyers are very human, and things you see on TV are kind of funny. But then once in a while, you'll see a dynamic attorney. and it might motivate you to believe that the legal system is worth its weight in gold or not. And then you might see this young attorney and say, I bet in 10 years or 5 years or 3 years that person's going to be kicking ass and I'll be around to see that. So I'm saying that to say I was called to help him work, you know, to set up a trial, prep for trial for him. The trial's Friday. So I don't even get till, you know, Friday to do it, but the trial starts Friday. And I worked the case when I was there, and so I get to now watch it go to trial. So, again, the lesson there is always do your best, even when you really don't have to. You're going to get the same amount of money, even if you do, you know, whatever their expectations are. But never do that. That's a trick. That's a trick to keep you in a situation that you don't grow. And the way the world is right now, you have to grow every single day, it seems like. Even with me in the legal profession, every single day before I go to bed, I look up something that has to do with my profession, whether it's an AI component, litigation discovery, how to get along with people. I mean, everything's shifting so fast. So I do tell people constantly, look and see what's going on. And this is a good thing. If you ever want to see what's going on next in the world, follow the person who owns what's the same, Amazon or Facebook or anyone that you know or that you believe, you know, is ahead of the times because they have to be. And then you can start figuring out where you are in your life and how you're going to adjust to robots taking over. And it's okay that robots take over. It really is. Just joking. Okay, guys, so I wanted to put that out there really quick. I wanted to also announce the fact that if you guys don't have personal coaches, and I've been against this since for 57 years, I'm 57 years of age, I'm going to say to you, that's the dumbest shit you can do. Please find a professional coach. It's different than psychologists or psychiatrists. I have those too. By the way, I got all kinds of shit. And when I go to them, I go to them for different reasons, right? And so I never thought I needed a professional coach because I am the one that always pushes people to their level of greatness. And I get worn out when I'm trying to do it for myself. But when you are open, vulnerable, wanting to change, wanting to grow, when you're wanting someone to, I wanted someone to treat me like I do everyone else. Just push them out of the box. I have to pay for it, but, you know, that's okay. I have to tell you guys, since I started my sessions, it has. I've had one session. I'm looking forward to my second one on Wednesday. But here's what this woman, my coach, did for me. I'd been saying, oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Okay. And I'm one that takes care of business. I don't know why I was slacking on this. I guess I was afraid of vulnerability, afraid of how can you help me? I know everything. Hold on one second, you guys. Sorry. So I was very afraid. And I pushed it back for months until the other day. I think it was Monday, maybe. She calls me last Monday and on another note. And I said, oh, I'm going to sign up. She said, I'm not hanging up this phone until you fill out the appropriate forms and commit to a date and time. I'm like, but I'm at work. It's the best thing she ever did. Because when I realize, when I put people on the spot or when I make them think whatever, I didn't know how stressful that could be. Only because I'm seeing outside of the assignment. I'm seeing the person. I'm not going to give you something that I think you can't do. Oh, okay, you can't skate. Okay, go dance on Usher's show. I mean, you know, his Vegas show. I'm not doing stuff like that. That's kind of ridiculous. But more importantly, what I am doing is seeing the great part of you. And sometimes it's so hard because I'm so past what you feel you are that I'm talking to that person I see, your capability or whatever. And that means the person of the moment can't understand. I have a few people in my life that I've told them to do things because I kept seeing behind them. And I have to say, when it's my friend Sabrina. She trusted I could see. And I have to tell you guys, she's doing the damn thing. As soon as I get my show in other places, I'm going to start bringing people on so they can talk about their shows and their stories and their damn thing. Looking for a give a fuck. She literally found her give a fuck. I love that. Love that story. I just gave it to myself. But I love it. Anyway, so having a coach really is helpful. We all need one. Because it's a different perspective from your boss, from your friends, from your mama, from your doctor, all those things. In fact, as she said, you know, you have trauma in your life. If you guys know me, I definitely do. No. And I said, well, I spoke to my psychiatrist about that. And she said, yeah, you spoke. But we gonna get through it. We gonna move. Ooh, that's scary. And I'm excited. I'm so excited. Because what I learned, the more and more I get to love it on me and understanding that what I give out to everyone else, I'm getting in return. Oh, I'm gonna be badass. What? Have you met me yet? What? Have you met me yet? Those are some those silly things I do. My brother will do another mix for my opening. That's where he gets all that. I'm crazy. Anyway, I'm excited. I'm excited because someone's going to look at me and say, you know, maybe you should change that. I'm excited because I am a Taurus and I do look at astrology and I get stuck right up in the middle of the mother bull, right? Taurus the bull. Wall Street for a reason. So, God, I'm so excited. I found a give a fuck. Now, she ain't no joke. I'm a little scared of her, too. No, I'm just joking. She's amazing. She's wonderful. And you know what? Here's another thing. I came to know her of another friend I was doing some other work for, and she was going, you know, she sees my coach, and then it just happened. But I love my coach. Said, oh, I'm looking past you, little girl. Well, not little girl, old-ass girl. I'm looking completely past you, and I want to see your greatness, and we're going to move on it. I will keep you guys abreast of my process. She's black, and she deals with all kinds of people in basically crisis or whatever you're in. And if the family wants a number, I will go ahead and give it to you guys because she does basically Zoom meetings and very reasonable and, God dang it, very important. In fact, Cousin Yvonne, I need you to call her. Because that's what's going to push you to that new level. So I'm going to go ahead and call you after the show and tell you that. That was so nice to get out. Okay, guys, one more announcement. Oh, did I tell you my son's pregnant? I know, right? It's exciting. I'm getting excited, but I'm also numb. So you grandmothers and fathers out there, you know, cuz, family, give me a call and tell me why I'm feeling numb, that I'm feeling like I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And I also need some help on some names, please. Mary and other people, Sabrina, if you're listening, Rebecca, if you're listening, I need a cute grandma name. I'm putting that on you guys to do that. There's a couple things I want to talk about. So we talked about the work. Okay. Moreover, the most important thing to do at your job today, even though you guys are on your cell phones and doing the damn thing and all that and don't want to work that hard, please, for your own set, for your own mindset, And the muscles in the mind. Last week we were talking about the Montessori teaching. Look into that. Keep the brain working. Okay? Just keep it moving. So do the best you can. And you know what? And it's really nice. Get a coach. I don't feel like doing XYZ. That coach will keep you, if it's a good coach, will keep you in a place where you can be allowed to feel stuck. But I've been stuck for, oh no, I'm not going to be that dramatic. I've been stuck about 15, 20 years. You guys will see some shit happening this year because I'm excited. And I have somebody who I'm accountable to, which ultimately is myself. Oh my God, it's liberating. And let me tell you, I'm one that never wanted to deal with people and tell me what to do and how something's wrong. Ooh, when you can learn how to take criticism, by the way, I'm shifting, in any manner whatsoever. Someone says, I don't like this. No, change it. You're not that good. Whatever. When you can conquer the fear of rejection, of criticism, of no-isms, your life is beautiful. I just learned that. I'm not perfect. But when someone would criticize something or say this is wrong or whatever, I would get so, you know, defensive and, you know, because, you know, that's my baby. My writing, what are you talking about? Oh, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Because practice people telling you no. Or someone saying, no, I think you could do better. In fact, I have a really quick thing. This is Mary. I hope she's listening. She's more than welcome to jump in if she wants to. I really like Mary. And there's sometimes I do believe that Mary has fallen into things where she's very inconsistent. However, I know that because I talked about it on my show previously where Mr. J. King said, Shirley, you're a wonderful person. You do X, Y, Z, but you're not consistent. Also, another attorney I worked with, he said, you get stuff done, whatever, but just not my consistency. I'll change up some shit in a minute. Good, bad, or indifferent. So she has a show on the JK Network, Mary Had a Little Cancer. And sometimes she does a show and sometimes she doesn't. Well, again, Mr. J. King is the one that told me about my inconsistencies. You can best believe he's watching people that do shows on his network, and he's looking at their inconsistencies. Now, when you get a compliment from J. King, that's second to – no, that's huge. I'm not being facetious there. That's huge. That nigga does not hand those out at all, okay, for reals. It ain't going to – ain't nobody getting one. Anything's going to happen. That's dumb. But when he tells you something – and you listen and you kind of work on it. Once you get past the mean shit, because J. King can be very mean. A lot of bosses can be mean. I've been realizing that. Once you get past that and you're able to see, like, is it true? Then you understand. Because there are times that I wake up this morning and wake up, not this morning. I was excited this morning. There are times I wake up and be like, I don't want to do my show, whatever. But I know if nothing, one person, and that's Lee J. Irony. And, ooh, Lee J., I got a challenge for you. I hope you're listening because we're going to do some fun stuff. And you just never know. A lot of times these shows shouldn't be for people, but they are. But moreover, you have to feel good enough about yourself to do the show. So I recommend it to my friend Mary. Even if you can't do an hour show, like today I can't do an hour because I have to be in another town in a little while. I advised her, do a checkup show, 5-10 minutes. Because there's someone out there listening, even if it's yourself, that needs it. So what I'm saying is that when I see someone utilizing things that were not conducive to my success, I tend to share. So we talked about it, and hopefully she will hear me. It's cool. So I have a coach, yay. And so anyone that's my friend, I usually coach them to get on their nerves, and I really do. So keep me as a friend because I'm a hell of a coach. And you can tell me sometimes because I coach your relationships, and I just coach to bullshit. Say, Shirley, I don't need a coach right here. I just need a friend because sometimes I get all excited. There's one other thing I want to get to before I have two more things. I have 10 minutes. You guys, I've been doing a lot of research on the internet, and I was doing this before. I've been researching stuff for like 30, 35 years now, for reals. And when I first started researching, I found everything under the sun. I didn't have 20 different options. I didn't have 100,000 options. You got what you needed, and you learned it, and you moved on. I'm a great, great researcher. But what I found recently, especially with legal stuff, but just on the internet in general, it's easier to go down, what does my friend call it, a rabbit hole? It's easy to get caught up with who should you pick going on. And I am a research expert. Okay, and I was looking for some stuff for my business that I'll talk about in a minute. And I found myself way over here in China. I'm like, come back. Because even with my brain and my ability to be organized, my ability to take a whole bunch of information and just shove it into a memo, I got overwhelmed. I got very overwhelmed. And I got overwhelmed looking for shit I knew. Why am I saying that? When I first started, like I said, when you research, you got your stuff in, out. Now there is a purpose for me. It just confuses you. For something very simple such as, I would like to find a company to do a website for me. You guys try that. 100 million companies will come up. And you don't know which one. And you just kind of pick one and pray, right? The research, when someone tells you to do some research, you're supposed to know a little bit about it. So that when you research, you can say, wait a minute, you know, that sounds kind of weird, you know, whatever. You guys don't have that option. I don't know what to tell you. You, all people, I don't care how old you are, if you're relying on your information only on the social media, I'm sorry for you. I really am. I was watching a show on something very recently, and remember, what were those? Oh, shoot. We all got one, something encyclopedia. I can't remember the name of it, where it had, if you had the good plan, the pages were kind of slippery, whatever, but we all had them. Okay. I don't know what it's called, but we all had it, right? You go and that's where you did your research. I'm going to go look for those books. Why? Because I need that tangibility. Go back to the bookstores. Yes. If you're interested in how to get a man, I have a lot of friends that are interested in that. Obviously, looking on the internet's been fucking you up, right? Let's go back. Not necessarily library. I don't even know what that's about. Town LA, they have so many places with used books. Don't get all caught up. Go in and say, I'm going for one thing today. That's the goal, one thing. And get some books. When people are really sitting down writing shit. Because a lot of the content is on the internet. But the form of the content, the purpose of the content may not be there. Or just if it's something good that if you give this to society, everyone can take care of themselves and be rich. You can best believe that book is not on the internet. Please do that. I got caught up very recently with doing a logo. My dog's barking. I apologize. I got caught up because I had all these different plans with my logo. I talked to my coach the first 5 minutes. She said, okay, let's pick a logo. That's done. You have to have someone that stops you from going down the rabbit hole because it's intended for that. And even if you're on Instagram or TikTok and Facebook, you guys, just when you're searching something or you're looking at TikTok, you know, for that 5 minutes, just look for something like if you're looking for exercises, just look at exercise things. Looking for, you know, church stuff. Just look at that stuff, you know, start breaking it up a little bit. Because I know once I'm, if I'm on, I think usually it's Instagram, I'm looking at my friend, you know, so-and-so. And then I go up and it's something completely different. Then I go up and it takes me to all these different places. Well, just like 5 minutes, say, you know what, for me, I'm going to just look for people that talk about websites. And I'm not going to, you know, I'm just not going to go outside of that. A friend told me one time, really, this is really interesting. He is an accountant and he's an amazing man. And I always tell you guys about the story of spilled milk, how you should just wipe it when it's spilled in the kitchen. But I let milk go through the whole house. I used to. Just by the time I got home, the milk was in the garage. Now, what did that mean? I allow something to spill from one place to venture out into my whole world. And never gets cleaned up. And that kind of means, my dog's barking. And what that would mean is I just let shit just get all over the place. I would mix personal, business, whatever. Oh, my God, I can't do this today, Tom, because my milk spilled or blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God, you made my milk spill. You guys got that, right? That was a dirty joke. Okay. Anyway, stop doing that. Gather up the milk spill right in the kitchen. Even if you can't wipe it up, gather it just right there, and you kind of just, like, leave it there. So when you come home, you can get back to it. What I'm saying with the internet, you guys, we really have to stop and keep ourselves in, my friend would call, the circle. And when I was studying for certain things, I'd start studying, then I'd go do this, and I'd go do that. And a friend of mine who was studying he's an accountant now, he said, Shirley, I want you to visualize a circle. In fact, I think the little asshole bought me a circle, literally just a circle. I'm like, you know, fuck you, Negro. He said, when you are working on something, nothing comes into the circle. Whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 2 years, if you're working on something, nothing can come into the circle. We can all go to Ross or even make our own circle. And when you're doing something, just, you know, in fact, I have a circle here. It's one of my dog's toys. It's a tire. I'm going to put it right in front of my computer because when I start going, you know, going on tangents, it's not healthy anymore. It really, really, really isn't. Because if you can stay focused on what you might be looking for, what you're interested in, you might be able to see what works best for you or what you like. And then from there, you figure out if it's worth your weight in gold. So that was something I found out today. So the moral of the story is everyone get a circle, a square, a triangle. I don't give two fucks in a donut what you get. But whatever it is, make sure when you are working on something, you stay within that circle or triangle. Now, that includes internet. That includes everything. I mean, all of a sudden you're on the internet. Be on the internet. Don't be on the internet and work in this and this and that. Because you're just not – it's just not cool. Because you're not giving the internet people 100% of your time. You're not giving whoever else you're working, whatever, 100% of your time. And so, therefore, I've heard that there are these people on Instagram, that black men that are, I don't know, they're educating young black men on what they believe is right, what they should or should not do. Go get a book. Go talk to a man. I'm talking young adults and women. We're so busy, really quick, trying to figure out what a man wants, and we don't even know what the word want means. We're so stupid. You know that? Okay, guys. I want to announce my new venture. it's happening thanks to my coach, thanks to all my friends. Thanks to Jay King for helping investment-wise. It is called The Art of Legally in Order. And the mission for this is to help new attorneys that want to start their own law firm. That's happening a lot, especially in California. But there is a little thing that I came up with that I think is important. And so it has like five steps. So again, it's The Art of Legally in Order, and I am the consultant for attorneys that want to start their own offices, law firms. By the way, these things, I'm going to point out these five things, it kind of, as I was talking to my coach, it can be anywhere. So if y'all need my services, call me. The website will be up later today. But it's number one, pick a niche. Pick a practice niche. It's very important that new attorneys pick a niche in something they like. If I could do it all over, I would represent, you know, I only work in areas that had day spas. So you pick a niche, but we'll go on from there. And then practice and procedures, a case management program, and you can really go down a rabbit hole trying to find the best case management for legal stuff. But if you have your niche, it kind of works together. So that's so important. The other thing is profitability. If someone wants to say, I'm going to have kids and I want to be a trial attorney, we have to revisit that because those things don't work because of the time constraints. Okay, so we talk about that. We talk about it early. And then what we do is because you have a niche, you become an expert if you stay within it for a period amount of time. If you only work on, like I said, the eraser on a pencil, you know how many fucking lawsuits? You do that for 10 years, you become an expert to where I have to call the expert to buy that the eraser on that pencil was poisoned and killed my client. Who do I call? You. And what do you do? I won't even step into that room until I get $10,000, $20,000. Promise you guys. Right now I'm going to go deal with experts as soon as I get off and start working on some trial stuff. The other thing is an exit plan. Everyone goes to work, but no one believes how to exit. Everyone talks about financial. You need to think about your financials when you are thinking about working and retiring, so on and so forth. Well, with the Art of Legally in Order, if you pick a niche, practice some procedures, talk about your set up your profitabilities, and it can change. You can go from wanting to be a sole practitioner with your niche to going, oh my God, a lot of people need me, so I'm going to make it a little bigger, so on and so forth. And then we talked about becoming expert, so you get excited, so you really do a good job on the front end, and then your exit plan. These days, the way the world is going, most attorneys are doing only good work between 5 and 10 years. After that, it's just all bad. Okay, you guys, we'll talk about more. I will definitely send everyone links to the website because I'm pretty excited about that. I think we have a few more touches. So I hope you guys enjoyed that information. Oh, by the way, I haven't forgot about the wills and trust. I did get authorization, I do believe, or I can ask again to get authorization to redact everything and maybe put it on Etsy. And so, you know, the family can make a couple of dollars. I also have 90 seconds. I want to, the election year. And I have a couple family members that, see things differently than I do. And I would like to start, Lee J or whoever, I would like to start a group text, each other things, and just it's talking and learning. And I hope Lee J is interested. If it's just Lee J and I, we can do the damn thing. But if not, want the whole family. And it's really not fighting, but it's really allowing us to say, see this, see that, see this, see that. And it maybe even do a show, you know, because I am very, very, you know, I don't know what I am anymore. I'm confused. Anyway, so that would be great. And it also, for people who aren't familiar or don't have a side, it would be an opportunity for them to come in and, you know, type what they think. The whole thing, we keep it level-headed and your opinion. And if you can't deal with it, then get off. It's like JK Network, be like, can't deal with it, get off. Okay, you guys, I have less than 24 seconds. There you go. I'm going to plug Mary's show. Mary had a little cancer. It's 11 o'clock, I believe. Y'all figure that out. 11 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time. Next week will be an hour show. I want to thank everyone. And like I always say, I always try to get out, have great memories, keep great memories, and just do the damn thing. I hope my closing's working. Bye. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck. I'm just doing the damn thing. Giving a fuck and doing the damn thing. I'm already on one. I'm Shirley Shepherd, your crazy host of Looking for My Give a Fuck. You know, Looking for My Give a Fuck. You know, Looking for My Give a Fuck. 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 Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd,